guys, what is up? Welcome to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. This week, we are just going to like get into it because I am going to use this as my own personal vent session because I just really need it. I have been completely burnt out, I honestly think, for probably going on 2 years. Definitely the last like year and a half. But I think I've had so many years of going through the divorce, being a single mom, starting the business, working my ass off. And I think it just took over where I was like, okay, I'm stressed. I'm overwhelmed all the time. And so recently we went on vacation. We went to Aruba. We took the kids. I have one. I have Ryan, who's 10. Jason has two boys that are 12 and 9, which is awesome because they all get along. So it's like a nice little blended family. And then like for us, we have time without the kids. We have time with the kids. And so it was just like great. I think we all needed it. We all needed it, but like I needed it because I hate the winter. We live in New England, and when it's gloomy and dreary and the sun hasn't been out for like 4 days, it just like immediately puts you in like the February funk of just like not feeling like you can do anything because we're not going out, we're not going for walks, we're not getting fresh air. It's just like, it's depressive. Let's just call it what it is. It's just depressive. So to break up the year with some vacations to actually get excited about and look forward to was just amazing. And this was the first trip where honestly, and it sounds so crazy, but there were years where when I lived in California, I lived in Southern Cal for about like maybe 2 years, maybe. And I would take the red eye back and forth. This was before we had like TVs on the plane and iPhones and all this stuff. This is when you would go to the airport and you would just get a magazine or you would like just listen to music for like 5-6 hours. And I remember taking the red eye back and forth, no anxiety, no nervousness about flying. And then when I lived in Nashville, there were little planes that you had to take from Nashville to, I think it was Savannah or maybe Atlanta, actually. And then you would take the big plane up the coast of the Northeast and go up to like Massachusetts. So you could never take like a really huge plane from like Nashville to Boston or Rhode Island or wherever it was I was flying to. But anyways, and I was perfectly fine, but was those little planes that all of a sudden I had this one bad flight, and this was like after 9/11. Like I know some people after 9/11 started getting like really bad anxiety when they would fly and things like that. But to me, I was still absolutely fine. It was that damn little plane and that one flight that was just horrible. And it just screwed me up. After that, I was like, it was either 50-50. Either I was totally fine with flying or I just wouldn't like it at all. And I remember one flight a couple years ago, we went to South Carolina. And of course, this was the day that I get my period, like day one of period, which you know is like the absolute worst. You feel like shit. I can't even explain unless you know. You ladies know what I'm talking about. So it's day one of period. And now I got to travel with the three kids. And it was just like such a lot. And it was wintertime. And by the time we flew back into Boston, it was like raining. And they kept us on the plane for an hour. And I just remember like, okay, now I'm doing fine, but I'm ready to get off this damn plane. And then we get there and then we're stuck for another hour. So, you know, if you get anxious or overthink or anything like that, I felt like all of a sudden, like the walls were closing in on me. And I was like, get me the freak off this plane. It was like claustrophobia was just like coming through. And I remember like looking at Jason, like, you need to help me, cause I think I'm on the verge of an anxiety attack. And of course I'm sitting with the little ones, right? Jason's in front of me. And I never, ever, you guys know as a mom, as a parent, you never want your kids to feel what you're feeling. And so after that, I was like, all right, sometimes I'm not like the best on planes. Again, it's like 50-50. But this plane ride, I was amazing. Like I downloaded movies. I was like, okay, screw that shit. I'm just gonna like sit in my chair, enjoy myself. I don't have to do anything. The kids are old enough now too where it's not like they're really little and they need us. Like they can all sit together. They're still sitting with us, but they're by themselves doing their thing. And it was like so freaking enjoyable. But anyway, so we go on vacation. We have a great time. Day two, I'm sleeping, wake up at 2 a.m. and I'm feeling anxious. And I'm like, what the freak? Like period's not coming anywhere near me. So I know it's like not period anxiousness, hormonal things that you could possibly be feeling. So of course I wake up Jason and I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like, what's wrong with me? And we didn't even talk about it. He just immediately held me all night, like a little baby. And I just fell right back to sleep. So it felt great. But I will say, side note, when I was single and there wasn't a Jason there, because I know a lot of you guys that are listening, there isn't someone there. And look, there are just times where you don't have that person there, whether it's your friend or your mother or your whoever, to kind of call and help you and hold you through the night or do any of those things. You have to do it yourself. For me, I would lay in bed and I would immediately put all the pillows and surround the pillows like around me. Like I would almost create like a cocoon as if I was being swaddled basically. And I fell asleep like that. I would always put either both hands or one hand on my heart space. And I would just like press down a little bit enough where I could really like feel my heart racing if it was like something like I was feeling anxiety or something like that. And if you do that long enough, your heart does start to kind of like slow down. Of course, if you're not just feeding your thoughts. So if you're allowing yourself to like just detach a minute and just like be present to your heart space and like feel that and not listen to the voice or the conversation that's going on within, you can start to like slow down that heart space and it kind of just like starts calming you down. So it's just like a little side note of if you don't have a Jason to hold you throughout the whole night, this is what you do. And again, it's something that I still do too if I'm ever like feeling like a little off. But anyways, so we did that. We fell asleep. The next morning, I'm like, okay, what the hell happened? And it again, if he wasn't there, I'd be able to like kind of do some self-parenting and like get to the bottom of it or get to the root of it. But really, he looks at me and goes, you're out of your comfort zone? And I'm like, but this place is like beautiful. Like, I don't understand. It's not like I'm in gloomy, cloudy, rainy, freezing cold New England. Like, what the hell's the problem? And he's like, it doesn't matter. You're out of your comfort zone. And I'm like, okay, well, that makes sense. And it was the middle of the night. So it's not like, oh, it's nice out and I can just be distracted with like the ocean and putting my feet in the water or laying out in the sun or listening to music. Like, I definitely was out of my comfort zone. I realized how much I do enjoy being home. I've worked so hard over the last 10 years to create the feelings that I finally have now, where my home, look, your home is always your sanctuary, but like my home is my peace. And I felt that the minute I bought this house, I just felt such a calmness. And I actually crave being home. Like, I really love being home. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to plan a vacation or not going to go to a baseball game or not do this. But it does mean that, like, I genuinely do enjoy being home. I enjoyed the 87 degree, sunny, beautiful weather as well. But I missed Annie. Like, I missed just being in our own house. But anyways, so it was just, like, kind of funny because I realized that I am a true and true homebody right now at this stage of my life. But we had a great time and it was like the first time in a while that I went on vacation and I just completely just checked out of work. Like I just made it a point to not be checking emails. I was on social like a little bit, but I just have gotten to the point in the last year or so where I just felt really burnt out. Like I felt like it was a combination of, I feel like I was getting writer's block. Like I was just blocked for some reason. I didn't feel as excited about talking about some of the things that I had talked about for so many years. And it wasn't, and you know what, in hindsight now, I feel like it's because I'm just not there anymore. Like I'll always, always, always talk about, I'll always talk about narcissism. I'll always talk about emotional abuse. I mean, mental health, like we're always talking about that. That's what I do. I want to teach you guys self-parenting. Like there are fundamental things that I will always, always talk about. But I think it was more about the like struggles that I had gone through 10 years ago, getting divorced, dealing with my ex-husband, realizing I was highly sensitive, realizing I was codependent, going through that separation, having to deal with him leaving me for another person and then him marrying her and then them having kids. Like that whole story wasn't my story anymore. Like it wasn't something that I was going through. And I think when I first started my business, it was what I was going through. Whereas now I'm 43 years old. I have an established business. I'm an entrepreneur. My son is 10 years old and, you know, we're just at different, I'm in a relationship. I've been in a long-term relationship for a while. We have a blended family, but yet we're not married and not living together. So I kind of sat back and I was like, okay, what Steph's struggles now, because Steph isn't really struggling with being triggered by her ex-husband anymore, because that's just not a thing. Doesn't mean I'm not going to talk about it, but I had to like be honest with myself and realize that the reason why I was feeling a little burnt out was because, first off, I think I was just doing too much and not using my energies, not utilizing myself in the best ways. So it was just, to me, that's more of just like a little bit of like time management, hiring people to do things that I probably shouldn't be doing, not taking as many breaks, not allowing myself to like have fun like I used to have. So the vacation was like exactly what I needed to kind of like sit back and realize that what was happening was I just didn't feel excited to talk about some of the things that I used to, because I was that was no longer my reality. I had to realize that I am now co-parenting and co-parenting fairly well, knock on wood, but I had to also figure out like what were the struggles that I'm having now at this point in my life versus what I did 10 years ago, and bringing you guys along with me for that, because that is like our evolution. So the people that followed me 10 years ago are probably not going through the same things that they did, that they're going through now. So what I want to start doing with you guys is start talking about all of that, and no holding back and no trying to like sugarcoat anything. Not that we're going to create problems that aren't really there, but just the different phases that we all go through depending on where we are in life and those life struggles. Like, I feel like at this point now, I think more about taking care of my parents. My parents are getting older, and what that means, and looking after kids that are, you know, closely becoming teenagers, and what that's going to mean, and the struggles that maybe I have in my relationship, which, to be honest, aren't many. So there, I'm definitely not going to create a problem, but even helping you guys to like find that relationship that is so good for you, like is so right for you, feels amazing. I was talking to a couple a while ago. I was coaching them, and they were, I mean, the cutest damn people I've ever seen in my life. They are so connected. They're truly best friends. He supports her in such a way. And it doesn't mean they don't have their own stuff individually. They do, but their stuff individually like does not come in between their relationship. They are just ride or die, like best friends. And I realized that I have that as well. And I can't wait to see how that just progresses and continues throughout the course of our relationship. And that's the shit that I want for you guys, because I never thought in a million years that, actually, I shouldn't say that. I knew I would be here, but I just didn't know what it was going to feel like. And now that I'm here, it feels, peaceful is the only word I can even tell you. It feels calm. It feels peaceful. It feels content. That's a word that I use so much now for where I am in life. I'm so content. I'm so happy. There's no crazy struggles. And it doesn't mean that I don't go through like difficult times, but it just means everything is just floating and it feels so incredibly good. And I'm gonna be honest, on some levels, sometimes it can, I wouldn't say now, but it used to kind of almost like even scare the hell out of me, where I was like, okay, nothing's going wrong. And that's where you can really start to sabotage yourself and your relationship and your life if you're not careful. So I feel like I want to set like I just want to set new goals for myself, for the business. I want to really look at, okay, like where's Steph at this point in her life and what are the things that she struggles with the most, and really being mindful of that rather than just constantly teaching you guys like the same lessons that I learned like 10 years ago that I may not be actively practicing now. I think that's just it wouldn't be fair to not evolve and talk about other topics other than just the same stuff over and over again. So I think you can definitely get burnt out when you're no longer feeling fulfilled with the things that you're doing or the things that you're talking about, because you're evolving really and truly, and you're not, it means you're just not growing. And I felt like I needed to figure out, which is the only way you can figure this out is by setting goals, but I had to figure out where are my challenges right now. And when you're not goal setting enough and focusing on yourself enough, you just let that that stuff slide, and you're not really growing, and you're just kind of like staying stagnant. And that's, I hate that place. It doesn't feel good. I don't want to be there. So this year we are going to do some serious transformation, some serious goal setting. I'm super excited for this year. I know this was like a little bit of a short podcast, but I'm telling you, have you guys ever gone through those phases of just being burnt out? And what I want to know is, why did you feel burnt out? Like, do you even know like how you even got to that point? So that's something, comment down below. I definitely want to know that from you guys, but it's a struggle that like we all go through. And I think there are just different challenges during different phases of life that we go through. And hopefully you learn the lessons to like get yourself to like the next level. So everything that I learned going through my divorce and everything that I learned about myself, oh my God, I needed to learn that. I think my soul on some level was like craving to learn that stuff so I could just evolve and not stay stagnant, you know? And I feel like the last like year, I've just felt so stagnant. I think a big part too was when I got COVID last December of 22, I was so incredibly sick. It definitely took me like at least 2 or 3 months to just feel normal again. I literally had absolutely no energy. I honestly thought I was probably going to be like that for the rest of my life because it was just so long of me feeling like that. It was such a recovery process. I had never experienced anything like that before ever. So it scared the hell out of me. And it made me realize like, okay, I need to slow down. I need to take care of myself. And I think this last year was all about me just slowing down and taking care of myself and like refiguring out where I'm at. What are my values? What am I looking to get out of life? And not just like going with life. And we all do that. We all let life just kind of like take us over. And we feel like we sometimes don't have any control until we start to get just really unhappy with like the way things are going. So I'm super excited for this next year and for you guys to come along with this journey and this next phase of life and see what the hell's gonna happen next. Like, who the hell knows? But I'm so excited that you guys are along for the ride with me and that I'm here for you guys, because I know, like I said, there are so many people that, I mean, I see you guys in the comments that have been with me for years and years. I see you guys on social that have followed me for years and years. And I know not everyone is still going through the same stuff. And we got to evolve, right? But we definitely can't forget our roots and forget like the most important lessons that we've learned in life and the things that have made us who we are. But we definitely don't want to be stagnant and stuck in the same place. Like, we want to grow. We want to goal set. We want more. So come along with this journey with me. Thanks so much for listening to this episode and following me on social and YouTube and like everything like that. Links are always down below to everything if you're interested in following me on a different platform. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Take care.